This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
In Wausau, the downtown mall has been demolished. When it opened, the shopping center was a point of pride for the central Wisconsin city. But like many malls in small cities, it had been declining for years. As Rob Menser reports, locals now want to turn it into something new.
Get carried away. This Wednesday, the Wausau Center Mall opens with a burst of excitement.
It was 1983, and the shopping mall was on the rise. For people in Wausau, the opening day of the city's first mall was an exciting event. Thousands of people showed up that day to see the new mall. The city even threw a parade to celebrate. Carrie Gergella had just graduated from high school. That opening week, her friend convinced her to take a job at one of the clothing stores as a live mannequin.
You had to stand there, I think, for about an hour at a time and try not to blink. And, you had to be kind of zen. And it was so funny because people would walk right up to your face and be like, is it real? And they'd poke you in the face. And, it was just hilarious.
For more than two decades, the Wausau Center Mall was a gathering place and an economic driver for downtown. But then the world changed. Big box stores moved into the suburbs. Amazon and other online retailers shifted people's shopping habits. And the Great Recession wiped out some department stores that had once been big draws. Wausau Mayor Katie Rosenberg was born the year the mall opened. She remembers buying school supplies there as a kid and purple hair dye as a teenager. She says the city has plans to turn the mall into something better.
So here we are at the intersection of Washington and 3rd. And we're looking right at the facade of the soon-to-be former mall.
In early 2020, a consortium of local foundations bought the failing mall with plans to raise the building and turn it into mixed-use retail, office space, and apartments. The city is helping to finance the project, too. Rosenberg says they've tried to make sure the plans will help downtown Wausau, but there's also an element of faith that goes into any big reinvention like this.
You have to ask the questions, you have to be prepared, you have to have the analysis, but you also just have to like hold your breath and jump sometimes and really hope that you're guiding it in the right direction.
In recent years, the most successful malls tend to be luxury retailers in rich areas, and even they have had to make big adjustments. There are dying or empty malls across the nation's suburbs, and analysts forecast more closures in coming years. On an overcast day in June, Brian Crooks is watching the demolition work. He says he used to love going to the music stores, but it's been a while since the mall meant much to him.
Towards the end, the mall was useless anyhow because they had nothing that interested me anyway.
In the 1980s and 90s, the mall did what it was meant to do. It helped develop downtown Wausau's economy. Today, in contrast to plenty of other small city downtowns, nearly all the storefronts here are full. To make them all happen, the city had to take down a hotel, a barbershop, and other businesses that had been on the property. Bonnie Corvino's family owned the Northern Hotel, which the city demolished in 1981. Today, Corvino is 79.
No, I never cared for the mall. It wasn't the place where I went.
Now, she says she's optimistic about the city's plans to help downtown evolve.
Each generation has an idea of how to make money and how to make things beautiful.
For Carrie Gergella, there's a bit of nostalgia to seeing it torn down. She lives in the Madison area now, but she and her adult children visited Wausau in December.
Just walking through there with them and just explaining to them, going through the memories that we had of Wausau and trying to remember what stores were where. And it was like a ghost walking through a ghost town.
Last week, crews took down the mall's front entrance. It was the last piece of the building left standing. In the next phase, the nonprofit owners of the space will be working to attract developers and retailers to build something new. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.